And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with the guys from The Searcher, Captain Art Taylor and Captain Aaron Remy. Going to have a great time talking fishing. Let's talk some tuna. How's that sound? Yellowtail and more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month. Best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a great show today.
Indeed it is. The captains, plural, from The Searcher, Captain Art Taylor, Captain Aaron Remy. Good morning.
What's up, boys?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Great to have you in the studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, a lot going on The Searcher right now. Conversion time.
You guys are busy.
Yeah.
Right now, we're right here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting ready for fish. We just finished natural history season. Aaron and the boys did a excellent job with our natural history clients. And so now we have this maintenance period, and we're getting ready for fish.
Yeah.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what's new on the searcher? A lot of things happening. You guys are in a maintenance period and doing a lot of stuff.
Doing a lot of stuff. Aaron's been fiberglassing, not his favorite task.
Aaron comes everybody loves fiberglass, don't they?
Aaron comes through the tackle store like once a day with that, you know, looking like the mummy, like arms spread out. You can tell fiberglass bits and pieces everywhere, and just has a look of just like I'm not happy right now. I'll be happy when I'm catching fish. I'm not happy right now.
He's really good at fiberglassing. So.
I don't mind it. It just certain areas, it's just like, it's the actual laying the fiberglass part's like the glory. It's the grinding.
Yes.
The prepping for the fiberglass is just like, oh, God, I'm going to look like a snowman here in a minute. But it's, of course, it's always in a confined area. So it's just, there's no real way of getting away from it. I wrap myself up as best as I possibly can. But the fiberglassing is actually, it's challenging. So it's exciting. It's something that, it's fun to do, and then obviously once you seal something off and it doesn't leak anymore, all that, it's kind of a self-gratifying thing.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
I don't have to grind anymore to make it work again.
It's something we've talked about before, but it's something that us as passengers, when we go fishing with guys like Art and Aaron, forget about, that what a jack-of-all-trade it takes to run a boat like this. You know, the amount of things you have to do other than fishing are the things that so many of us take for granted, especially during the kind of quote-unquote off-season. You know, when we're just hanging out waiting for the fish to bite, you don't realize that the same guys that are driving to and gaffing and helping you tie knots are mechanics and fiberglass guys and fabricators, and there's a lot that goes into doing what you guys do.
We have a lot of time and blood, sweat, and tears invested in taking care of the boat, and that's something that we take a lot of pride in. And just from a safety standpoint, you know, we're going out there too. And sure, we're responsible for your life and everybody else's life that's on board, but we want to come back. So we're going to make sure that all the safety stuff is up to snuff, and we check it quarterly. And so we're on it because, you know, we want to make sure that we're safe. That's number one. And then on top of that, it's, you know, protecting the investment and making sure that the boat is maintained so that we can operate. And so
that's it. Once the season starts, man, you got to go every day, and breakdowns are very costly.
That's true. And
got to make sure that boat is ready to roll.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Celia and I are grateful to have Aaron on board because he's been with us now for 16 years. And
16 years.
He knows the boat just as well as
yesterday.
I do. Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. 34. Wow.
Man, you're old.
Doesn't look like a day over 33 to
that's
me.
That's right. No, me either. So tell us the history of the searcher, Art.
The history of the searcher. Well, it's originally constructed in Costa Mesa by Bill Poole in 1970. It was originally called the Cape Polaris. And then Frank Lopresti bought it from Bill Poole in 1975 when the Royal Polaris was launched. And I took it over in 1982 and been there ever since.
It's a good year.
Wow.
Yeah.
1982. So Art bought the boat the year you were born.
Yeah.
How about that?
Some spectacular things happened.
He must have just known, right?
Yeah.
That you were destined to be on the circuit.
One of the best, really.
Yeah. And so new bait tank on the boat this year.
New bait tank, yeah.
Sweet.
We had to replace a couple of the fuel tanks that were 45 years old, so we... In order to get to the fuel tanks, we had to cut the old bait tank off. So that thing was 45 years old and had serviced us well, but needed some service itself. And rather than try and save it, it was just easier to start over. And so We're having a new aluminum tank constructed right now as we speak. Should be finished, at least the fabrication portion of it next week, and it'll go to the sandblaster and get some paint on it. And then Aaron and I and Ryan and Joe and the rest of the crew will get it craned aboard and start the installation portion, and we're excited. It's going to be awesome.
That's cool.
Wow, that's a huge project, huh?
Yeah, it is. But as far as our end is concerned, like, you know, Aaron's been fiberglassing. We moved one of the fish hold hatches, and it's, you know, going to be a square tank instead of rectangular, and it's going to have one additional deck box, so we're going to increase the bait capacity. So we're excited.
How huge is that, too? How nice is it just to know going into it you've got extra, you got extra bullets in the gun when you go?
You can never have too much bait.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Aaron, give us some of the highlights of the natural history year. I mean, you run a lot of trips taking people to see the beauty of the ocean, right?
Yeah, I did. This year I got the opportunity pretty much to be the man there for 2 months. That was pretty much an awesome opportunity. This year, obviously it's the same as fishing. Like, you know, it's like, wow, you can't get any better than that, you know, fishing-wise. I've never seen it bite that good, and I've never seen this, you know. And I had a few of those this year for me on those trips for whales. And we actually found a blue whale that we literally watched it for 3 hours, and it dove once for like 10 minutes to where we didn't see it. So for 2 hours and 50 minutes, we had eye contact on a blue whale.
That's cool.
It, and the water was crystal clear blue. It was as calm as this table. And the whale just, you know, very, very slow. We called him Cruiser. I named him Cruiser. He just was literally cruising like 10, 15 feet under the surface, and every once in a while come up for a breath of air, and he was totally comfortable with us following him and never, like, skidded or changed course. I mean, it was amazing. It was like, I had to, like, look around and, like, you know, there's a few times where the whale actually would kind of come towards us and slow down. And, you know, people like, you know, you look down, you could actually, the water is so clear, you can actually see the tail going up and down in, like, full detail. Not just like, oh, there's the tail. It's like, oh, there's the spots on the tail. Like, it was that how clear the water was. And, you know, I could have.
Where was that?
In the Sea of Cortez.
In the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah.
So that is that same whale, blue whale, that we see up here in our neighborhood that migrates into the Sea of Cortez in the winter?
It could be.
Yeah.
It very could be. I mean, I do know they migrate. I couldn't say it had like a distinctive marking on it to where I could say I've seen it before. It was a smaller, like a juvenile blue whale, you know, a couple years old, probably not quite full adult size. But, I mean, it was a teenager.
Big as the boat almost?
No, not quite. It was about 60-footer.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little one.
It was, yeah, a little one.
A little 60-footer.
Well, they can get up to 110 feet, so
wow.
It is kind of a little
one. Have you seen them that big?
No, I have not seen
them
that
big.
That's
a big
one. That's huge.
Aren't you?
No. We've seen some 90-footers, without a doubt.
One's as big as the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, like a holy grail thing for the guys in the natural history trip where, you know, when a guy goes fishing with you, that ultimate goal is to catch a 100-pound tuna or whatever that thing is. Do a lot of guys have a common thing in mind? I mean, I would have to guess a blue whale's got to be at the top of that list.
Yeah, it's blue whale's huge. I mean, especially for our majority of our passengers are from the UK, and, you know, a lot of them talk. I remember as a child going to the Natural History Museum in London, and they have a full-scale blue whale skeleton.
Okay.
And, you know, they always talked to it as a kid. I remember that as a kid, and I've always wanted to see a blue whale, so a blue whale is huge for those people. I mean, it's huge for everyone because, I mean, a lot of people don't get to see them. It's the largest animal that's ever lived on the earth. So, I mean, have it with that. But, I mean, the blue whale is huge for those people. And then for that trip, if it happens again, I'll be surprised. But it was just the amount of.
That's cool.
It was. I mean, people were. And the cool thing was for the whole 3 hours, like, no one was like, I'm over it. I'm going to go sit in the galley and have some coffee or tea. And it was like everyone was like at the rail and up on the flybridge just like glued. I mean, you couldn't have pried people off the rail. So that was a really cool part. The participation is like they were all into it and all just absolutely pumped.
That's awesome.
That's great. Well, and those, that's such an exciting thing for people, for us. I mean, like for me, you know, going, the bonus that we get in the summer is we get to see blue whales and we get to catch fish.
Yeah.
Right? Because they come up here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of life just right off our coast here, and it's been phenomenal for the last decade. You know, you could go offshore and see blue whales, humpbacks, fins, lots and lots of dolphins. So it, from our perspective, since we're keying on wildlife in the ocean, for the people that have the opinion or are told that, you know, the ocean, the life in the ocean is being depleted or something like that, I would disagree strongly about that. We see a tremendous amount of life, and as far as the waters off of Southern California and the Baja Peninsula, it's full of life. It's teeming with life, and it's the Sea Cortez is in good shape in that regard too. So it's very, very encouraging for us to see populations of marine wildlife increasing.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about. Let's talk about some fishing.
You're not kidding, man. I'm so pumped to have both Aaron and Art in the studio. So rare that we find the time of year when both of the guys are able to come and hang out and talk some fishing with us. And we want to talk to you this morning. It's going to be a very busy show and a lot of fun because there is a lot to cover. If you want to join us, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. First, and the best right now would be with our local line. Local phone number is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 is open right now. You can also try us on that toll-free number. That one's full right now, but there's going to be plenty of times to get through on the toll-free line, and that one's 877-792-1090. Again, full right now, but going to be plenty of shots at 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, not only talking all kinds of great fishing, we have also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's to go fishing aboard the San Diego on a three-quarter day trip out of C4 Sport Fishing. I know Ryan Bosch and the guys had another great day of yellowtail fishing yesterday. There's just trip after trip after trip. Those guys have just had phenomenal yellowtail fishing on that San Diego three-quarter day run out of C4 Sport Fishing. And one lucky caller is going to get a chance to get in on that great action. So if you want to get through again, best way right now, 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fly fishing season at Katmai Lodge, Alaska is upon us. Throughout the entire season, you can catch up to five types of Pacific salmon, as well as gigantic rainbow trout. Katmai Lodge is announcing some amazing special discounts for the Let's Talk Hookup audience. Seven-night trips from June 25th through July 2nd are available for only $4,850. Katmai Lodge also has spaces available from July 23rd through July 30th, with a 12% discount to Fish for King and Chums, priced at only $5,150. August 27th through September 3rd. Fishing for silvers at only $4,850 for an all-inclusive seven-night stay. Check out their website at katmai.com or call at 1-800-330-0326. That's 1-800-330-0326. Don't forget to mention the Pete Gray Let's Talk Hookup special when you book your fly fishing trip of a lifetime at Katmai Lodge, Alaska.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Big event coming up this Thursday, coming up, the Newport Boat Show. It's the West's oldest and biggest yacht show. And they're celebrating 43 years of this premier yacht show. It is the premier yacht show on the West, and Newport Beach is the ultimate location for big boats. You can spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. Right, Rick?
It's awesome. They got more than 200 boats at the Newport Beach Boat Show. They've got trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats. If you want a boat, this is the spot to find it. You're going to find a wide range of new products and services, too, that help maintaining, owning, operating your boat more enjoyable. It's an awesome event.
If you have a boat already and you want to see about different things, different services, I know Todd from Soundwaves is going to be there. If you want to make that generator quieter or you want new exhaust wraps like I just put on my boat, Todd from Soundwaves will be there. He's an awesome guy. He does awesome work.
Yeah, it's May 12th through the 15th at Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, the Newport Boat Show is going on. It starts Thursday, noon to 7, then Friday and Saturday, it'll be 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and then Sunday, 10 to 5. Admission is just $15. Kids 12 and under are totally free.
Free off-site parking with the shuttle. For more information, NewportBeachBoatShow.com. That's Newport Beach Boat Show. Check it out this Thursday through Sunday in Newport Beach.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are definitely packing up. If you want to get through right now, the only line open, 858 area code 457-1090.
Yeah, indeed. You just heard a talk about the special at Katmai Lodge. You talk about a place to see wildlife and in the wilderness. And it says a fly fishing special, but I want to say that it's not just for fly fishing. I mean, there's a lot of people that go up there and conventional fish, catch big kings and silvers and big trout on conventional spin tackle, conventional gear all the time. But this is they don't put things on sale at Katmai Lodge, and this is just a quick two-week sale. This is the last weekend of it. So if you want to take advantage of this incredible sale, our trip in July is already sold out. I mean, you see bears all over the place, moose, and just the wildlife at Katmai. You talk about people that come from Europe to see wildlife. There's another place that they go all over the world to see places like that. So Katmai Lodge, check it out, the flash sale, if you want to go this year. Or go with our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip in 2017. We're back there in July, mid-July of 2017 with Harold Davis and the Davis Boat Clan. 800-330-0326. But right now you can take advantage of their special going on now for some special dates that are open for this season, 2016, at Katmai Lodge.
All right.
Katmai, KATMAI.com.
Well, the phone lines are packed up. We're going to start it off with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thank you so very much. And I would be remiss if I didn't wish my mom a happy Mother's Day because she was my first fishing buddy.
There you go. Oh, nice. Yeah. Awesome, happy Don. Mother's Day. Thanks for the reminder on that.
Pete, Rick, Art, Aaron, thanks for the opportunity to talk about the Searcher. It's an incredible boat. It's an incredible crew. It's an incredible group of people that run it. So really all I wanted to do is just say thank you very much, Captain Art, Captain Aaron. My personal best bluefin last year, jackpot last year. You guys support fishermen really, really well. And there was somebody on my shoulder the entire time I was fighting the fish. So it wasn't a monster, but for me, I'll take a 35-pound bluefin any day.
Who wouldn't?
No doubt.
That's yeah, man, that's rad, Don.
Yeah. So thank you very much, guys.
Appreciate
that's
the call
to
this
today.
Morning. All right.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
All right. Well, how about we jump right back into the phones and talk to Roger. Roger calling us from Fullerton. Hey, Roger, welcome to the show.
Yeah, that sounds just like what I was going to say. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Roger.
Roger.
Yeah, can't wait. Me and Jake are really looking forward to our fishing adventures on the Searcher. Just can't wait. Thought I'd mention a little bit about the gray whales that we have up and down our coast. They're going to be starting to migrate to the Atlantic Ocean this next decade. A couple have been sighted over there the last couple of years. And like 5,000 years ago, they used to migrate freely back and forth. So we can look
really?
Forward to seeing them over there.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't
so,
know that.
Have a great season. I can't wait.
All right, Roger.
All right,
thanks
Roger.
A lot
see you this
call.
Summer.
Yeah, thanks
Roger.
A lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090 open right now. Art, what kind of trips does the Searcher do this summer, spring, summer, and fall, shall we say?
Well, day and a half to 7 day trips is what we have scheduled, and so there's. You know, all various opportunities to go on day and a half trips through 7 day trips throughout our scheduled July, August, September, October, and
you have spots available.
We have some space available. Yeah, things are filling up though. I wouldn't wait too much longer. That's primarily what we do is shorter range trips, and that's what we do best, and that's what the boat is set up for. So. That's what we concentrate on.
One of the most popular things that you do is a very limited load trip, and those are pretty cool. Tell us about that.
Well, it's 14 passengers. Everybody gets their own cabin.
Sweet.
And there's really a lot of room on a 95-footer for 14 people.
Yeah.
My favorite story is, you know, when we first started running those trips, you know, you have this big ball of yellowtail on the meter, and you go running back there, and you hope to see, you know, everybody have one on back there, and you go back there, and there's 10 guys fishing. It's like, where is everybody? Why aren't you at the rail fishing? And that is everybody.
It's everybody.
That's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are there? I know those are super popular. Are there any spots available on limited load trips?
There's one 5 day trip I think in October that's got a little room, but it I think the majority of them are sold out.
Are sold out already?
Yeah.
Are you booking for 2017 yet?
No, that schedule will come out probably. Well, it sounds like we kind of need to have it. Soon.
Yeah.
So generally, traditionally, it comes out in August, maybe I need to step that up a little bit.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Dan calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question on fishing the Colt Sniper and the flatfall. And what conditions, like if you're on the drift, you want to throw with the wind, let the boat catch up, and just how to fish the Colt Sniper and the flatfall, and also any more information on this Chulalista guy who got nominated, or you got, you know, put to the board.
Yeah, to the Fish and Game Commission over
thanks.
Don. Well, I can tell you he's a Democrat. I know that, and he's, you know, remains to be seen. I know maybe Scott Sherman, Councilman Scott Sherman's had some interaction with him with the city of San Diego. I don't know much about him, but it certainly is. And I don't know whether he's a fisherman or a hunter. He certainly should be if he's on the Fish and Game Commission, right? Wouldn't you
Isn't
think that,
that a,
would be a good thing?
Kind of a requirement?
No,
no,
it's not
in this,
all.
Oh. Not in this state it isn't.
Not today. With Governor Brown in control, it's a requirement that you're a Democrat and a liberal.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what the requirements
okay.
are at this point. So that's that's the
yeah,
facts,
like,
right?
All we can be is hopeful. You know,
yeah, all we can, yeah, all we can. But hopefully he is a fisherman and a hunter and understands what's going on there. So now what about fishing the flatfall? What about fishing the Colt Sniper?
Well, I mean, we really don't necessarily say you have to be downwind, upwind. I always tell people just to kind of spread out and stay away from the people fishing bait. So, I mean, obviously the upwind corner where everyone that's fishing a live bait is going to be isn't exactly the best spot to cast your Colt Sniper or a flat fallout. And, you know, a lot of times I don't even cast out. I mean, I didn't see a lot of guys just drop it over the side. And the bow is a great spot for that. You could, that way, if you do want to cast, you can cast it downwind so the boat catches up to it, or, you know, just simply drop it over the side. And, you know, majority of it, it's kind of, a lot of the bites I see are on the fall. So, I mean, literally your reel's in free spool with your lure sinking down. Obviously, you don't want to go to the bottom because when you hit the bottom, put it in gear, you got one on. When you're fishing offshore, obviously, it's deeper water. But as far as how to fish it, it's, you know, you can cast out if you want to. Like I said, majority of the people I've seen with the most success is literally put the reel in free spool and drop it over the side. And if you're going to do that, you want to be on the upwind side so the boat does not drift over your line.
The beauty of fishing the flat fall is just that simplicity. You take the reel out of gear and wait for one to climb on. And if it doesn't happen, you wind it back to the surface. Maybe you'll get a bite on the line, and if not, drop it back down and then wait for one to climb on again.
That's
fun.
Another thing, it's like, you know, it's not like traditional yo-yo fishing. A lot of guys don't burn them back in. They just swim them. You know, it's a steady retrieve just so, A, they're not tiring themselves out so then they do catch a fish, they have the energy to fight it. But I mean, a lot of times it's like they just let it fall until, you know, what they feel is good, couple hundred feet, 250 feet, and then just put it in gear and just a steady wind back. And I've seen a few people get bit on the retrieve as well, and you know, I can't say a faster retrieve or a slow retrieve is more efficient, but I'd say 95% of the time it's all on the drop.
So Ricky, Thursday you caught bluefin tuna on the Colt Sniper. What was the method that you used?
Different from the skiff, how we were fishing them, than you would be on a sport boat. You know, we're the bluefin right now that, you know, are spots that are kind of up and down fairly fast, and, you know, spot of birds over a spot of bait that fish have pushed up, and those bluefin are eating those big meatballs of anchovy. And the Colt Sniper is perfect for us because, you know, bluefin are, you know, the total spooky fish where the boat gets on them, you push them down, and with a Colt Sniper and a 9-foot rod and a Trinidad 20, you can cast that lure about 3/4 of a mile, you know, so you can stay away from the spot, and those things are just eating meatballs of anchovy that are, you know, 2 to 4 inches long, and that's what a Colt Sniper is. It looks just like it, so we're just using it almost as if you would fish a surface iron, keeping the boat as far away from the meatball of fish as we can, casting it into it, and then, you know, once you hit the spot, either starting to wind immediately or kind of letting it sink, you know, 20, 30 feet through the spot. And a lot of your bites come instantly, you know, while your lure is in that ball of chovy. So we would treat it almost as if you would treat a surface iron, but different than you would do on the sport boat, you know, kind of a run and gun thing, you know.
Burning it back or just nice?
No, just,
ones?
Yeah, just staying, just steady, just keep it swimming. I mean, nothing. I think that it has a lot less to do with it being in the spot. When those things are just blasting through eating baits, if they...
Just eating it.
Yeah, I think so. I think you kind of, as dumb as it says, you kind of can't screw it up. You know, some of our bites came before you put the reel into gear. Some of them came sinking a little bit. Some came fast. I mean, just, you know, if they're there and got the meatball pushed up and they key that thing out instead of the chovy next to it, you're going to get them.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Llanero. Talk to our good buddy, John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter, Rick, Art, Aaron.
Hello.
John.
Well, we've got so-so fishing. What's happened is the water's cooled down even from a couple months ago. We're metering average temperatures for this time of year was 75, 76 degrees. Which is a good thing for us. I'm hoping we're kicking the El Nino. And the fishing, there's species showing up early this year that haven't shown up either. Not really wide open bites, but they're around. The yellowfin have been popping up and down. We've been having them on the banks way south. They've been south of Venaramas and, gosh, all the way around down to Gordo. The boats have been taking long runs, and they're on the banks. Anything from 7-pound fish to some 50-pound fish, some nice ones. They've been kind of up and down, but yesterday and the day before, there's been some schools of porpoise out there holding yellowfin as well. So there's a lot more yellowfin around this year than there has been, and Dorado as well, too. Last year we had, gosh, no Dorado this early in the year, and we've been picking up, you know, not like, say, not a wide-open bite, but we're getting some better-sized Dorado, 15, 20-pound Dorado now that we weren't getting last year. Wahoo, too, we're picking up the occasional Wahoo, nice fish in the 50-pound class. So all these species weren't around last year at this time, so I'm optimistic. There's a lot of bait around as well, and that should help us. Inshore has been very good. The rooster fish are banging them away, and the pargo as well. So we've got some real, real good inside fishing. But the marlin have, for some reason, just aren't biting. They're out on the bank, and they were good up to about 3 weeks ago, and they just haven't been biting at all. I expect that to return. They're around. They're just not biting. There's loads and loads of skipjack outside. The fly fishermen are really enjoying that. She said, if you want skipjack, you can just catch literally as many as you want. So, and like I said, it hasn't really been a wide open week, but there's been a lot of different species, a lot going on, and I'm optimistic for the rest of the year. Hopefully we get back to a more normal year than last year.
Sounds pretty good to me. Just in time for our upcoming Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament, and $1,000 cash coming in for one person that catches a wahoo, dorado, and one person that catches a tuna. Are they going to be there, John?
Yeah, you know, they are here right now, so I expect it to actually get better. Yeah, as the year progresses, and we have another 4 weeks before the tournament, so it should be good. Like you said, they're picking up. Yesterday we had two wahoo that were in the 50-pound class, so I'll give you an idea. And,
nice ones, big ones.
Five or six yellowfin in 25 to 30-pound class. So we're catching the fish.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Just not in abundance. Not in abundance, so I expect that to pick up.
Well, we want to thank Statewide Stripes and Sport Fishing Financial for each ponying up $500 for each of those categories for our Rancho Leonero tournament. It's going to be a fun time. It's already sold out, so you missed out if you didn't sign up. So you better look at 2017. How do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing, John?
Next year, thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 at RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, actually, you talk to me next Saturday, Pete. I'm on the show.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're flying up here and going to be live in the studio next Saturday, Mr. John Ireland. Looking forward to that, John. We'll see you Saturday right here in the Mighty 1090 studio.
We sure will. Look forward to it.
See you, John.
Right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that reminder, too, for sure.
And, I got you off guard,
we'll talk about, we'll talk about that later on. But tell you what, that's going to be a good time there. And, another good time is coming up, and I believe that is this Wednesday at Turner's Outdoorsman in Oxnard. Mr. Captain Art Taylor will be there doing a free seminar, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We're headed up there to... go to Turner's. Turner's Outdoorsman has been a sponsor now for a few years, and they sponsor a few trips on our schedule, and they always have a lot of giveaways and great staff that comes fishing with us. And so the boys from Oxnard invited us up there to go up and do a talk, and so we're going to go up there and visit Turner's Outdoorsman in Oxnard, and we're also going to do a talk with the Central Coast Lady Anglers. We have a Lady Anglers trip on our schedule this year. We had a request from some of our Lady Anglers to put a ladies only trip on the schedule, so we did that. There's a few spots available on that, so we're gonna go up there and spend a couple days in the Central Coast. And
that's great. And when is the Lady Anglers?
It's in August.
When is the seminar?
Oh, the seminar is at their club meeting on Tuesday night.
On Tuesday night, all right.
Yeah.
So if you're a member of that club, we have a lot of listeners in that
Central Coast
area, Ventura, Oxnard, Paso Robles, Santa Barbara, Thousand Oaks, that whole zone
there.
Yeah,
so Celia and Jen and actually one of our other captains, Ryan Stahl, is going to go along with us and help us. And so we're going to go up there and visit the Central Coast. And so we're looking forward to that.
So I'll be busy fiberglassing.
You'll be busy fiberglassing. All right. Well, that's offshore live bait tuna fishing with Captain R. Taylor, Wednesday, May 11th. That's this Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Oxnard store of Turner's Outdoorsman, 205 North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Turner's Outdoorsman, like you say, is going to have a lot of prizes, and the seminar is free. So mark your calendar, head over there Wednesday at 6 p.m. And see Captain Art.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're definitely packed up. How about we talk to Ken, who's calling us in Mira Mesa. And, Ken, I got a feeling you're going to ask a question that neither of these guys are going to want to answer.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Ken.
Good morning.
Do we got a northern run or we got a southern run of albacore? Okay. Have you guys heard anything from the jig fleet about how far south they're coming yet? Or is there any sign? Or?
I haven't heard a word. I saw a good buddy, Robbie Sanchez, on the dock yesterday. That's what he does for a living, is fish albacore. And I'm sure that when he leaves in the next couple weeks, probably around the 1st of June, something like that, he's going to go straight offshore and make a right and go up outside the Columbia River. And that's traditionally where those guys do really, really well. And there, as far as I know, there isn't any news. Aaron, have you heard anything about albacore in our zone?
No.
The A word?
No.
So what about all this anchovy that's around? Does that make it a possibility we might see some of it?
No. The anchovy's on the coast. It would be a food source if they showed up that they would like.
Yeah.
And would maybe keep them around. I think that it's encouraging that there's a food source around for bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, whatever. So, it's just a case of whether that fish comes into the coast or not. I know it's out there. It's just, it hasn't migrated this way, probably because of the warmer water. That's my guess.
All right.
But, we've caught them in 75-degree water before. I think it's just a case of they're finding a food source that's further offshore than what the areas that we travel. And they don't make it all the way in here where we see them traditionally. But they'll be back.
Right.
And we're going to get even.
Yeah. And I'm going with the Tommy Rothery theory of just continuing to predict them every year until they actually come, and then you're right.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, attaboy, right? Tommy, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say one thing that doesn't help the albacore thing, but pretty cool, I know several buddies fishing skiffs yesterday said that a lot of guys saw that 20-pound, 15-pound yellowfin tuna in the mix yesterday in that local where, our guys are catching bluefin at from, 5 to 25 miles from home. There was schools of yellowfin that were on turn birds and doing the same thing, and several boats saw several fish of that size. So
it never left.
Yeah, yellowfin, bluefin already being around probably isn't the best sign for a big albacore coming.
Well, I think that all that bluefin and all that yellowfin tuna is just fish that is still around from last year.
Yeah. We've had all these blows over the spring here. And
every
the water's
weekend.
The same temperature.
Yeah.
So what's that mean? It means it's deep. That water temperature is going deep, right?
Yeah.
Not upwelling.
Yeah.
Well, whatever upwelling is happening is upwelling warm water, right?
And, I think that it's, the records show that it's, water temperatures are 2 to 3 degrees warmer than they normally are. And I think that the fact that we've had 2 or 3 warm water events in the last 3 years, it's going to take a while for that all to change. It's a big ocean,
Yeah.
I heard there's a bunch of cooler water down by the equator.
There you go. That's what the so-called experts are saying, is that it's breaking down by the fall. It's going to be a La Nina condition. So we'll see if that's we'll see what happens, right?
Let's go fishing someplace
we'll
catch something somewhere.
Well, thanks a lot for your call this morning. The place where we know there's very, very good fishing, and that is in the Sea of Cortez aboard the Tony Reyes, and our good buddy Tom Finkston just returned yesterday from our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning, guys. How the hell are we today?
Oh, we're doing quite well, Tommy, and you just returned yesterday from our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip. How was it?
Give me about a half an hour here, and I'll tell you how it was.
Yeah.
First off, I want to thank Tom Ward at Longfin Tackle, and of course you, Pete, for letting me represent Let's Talk Hookup. It was just a fun trip. Also, Doug and Ricky over there at Fisherman's Landing, I went there a few days before, and I took a list of stuff over there, and Ricky says, okay, you need this, 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 you don't need that. He re-spooled some reels and stuff like that, so I really want to thank him for that. It was spot on there, Ricky, spot on. So anyway, we left Lakeside down to San Felipe about 11-ish, say, on Friday.
Okay, we don't need hour. Just give us the whole You have 2 minutes, Tommy. Here we go.
Okay, 2 minutes. Here I go. Anyway, easy drive down. got the visa right over the border, real easy, really nice. Noon, the boat departs. Before we departed, though, we were boarded by immigration. They wanted to see everyone's visa, and the federales were there, too. So about an 18-hour drive, we went down to the Bay of Los Angeles, which is about 250 miles. We started fishing at San Lorenzo and San Esteban. We got into some really nice yellowtail and cabrilla. I had one. I had like a 6-pounder on a wax wing, small little wax wing on a little Corrado 400 or 300. Was really nice. The biggest one there was about 14 pounds.
But, oh, what a nice cabrilla!
You know, one of the guys called it Tony Reyes Tours, because what happens there is you wake up in like a different island every day. I mean, it was so much fun. Flat, calm water conditions. Couldn't be better. I mean, I could have had my bass boat down there on there.
Yeah, and I understand the yellowtail fishing on the surface iron was off the charts, huh?
Yeah, yellowtail fishing. We got around San Lorenzo. We got into some yellowtail. We got tired of catching them. The biggest yellowtail on the boat was 40 pounds.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Nice.
What a cool trip.
And you had some amazing giveaways, thanks to our friends at AFCO and Shimano.
We gave
some great stuff.
A couple of rods, Pete, yeah, and some Shimano bags and stuff. The swag was really good. The guys on the trip were really great. There was no, everyone got along. I can't say enough about Tony. He's such a great guy, just a really, really nice guy. You know, the crew is always there to help, you know, the galley, the cooks, the chefs and all that stuff.
That's
so
fantastic. Now, are you going to write up a little, story and photos that we can post on the website?
I'll definitely do that. I'll try and get into that this week, and I'll have details on that where I can take more than 2 minutes. How's that?
Yeah, they're very good, Tommy. Well, great job. Of course, 2017, our trip is ready to be booked. It sells out every year, as do all the Tony Reyes trips, because they're the only game in town now, don't forget,
on
a mothership
operation. Yeah, they're the only game in town, and it is just, those pungas that they tow behind, you know, they're 22-foot, they got 50 horsepower electric starts on them. You get any kind of weather, anything like that, they just stuck on the other side of the island. Guess what? You know, it's flat calm again. So
yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of these guys, they come back time and time again because it is just that kind of experience, and that's why they like it.
You bet. Well, glad you had such a good time, Tommy. April 30th is next year's trip, 2017. Call the Longfin in Orange. Check out TonyReyes.com or TheLongfin.com, and they will get get you booked on that trip in 2017. Thanks, Tommy P. Appreciate that report, and we'll look forward to that story coming up. Speaking of stories, on our website, hookup1090.com, Gary White from our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Star trip wrote a great story and photos about that trip. It's on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. In addition to that, you can link to all of our social media on the front page of our website. Right up on the top right corner, you can click on the Instagram. If you haven't subscribed to us on Instagram, you can check out Aaron and Art photo in the studio here at the Mighty 1090 studio this morning, along with all kinds of other great stuff. And then, of course, our Facebook. We keep you apprised of everything going on our Facebook page. You have to like us on Facebook if you haven't already. Hookup1090.com. Click all the links up at the right corner. YouTube is pretty active for us, too, so check those out.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, time for the Catch Report.
Today, Catch Report, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, so why not take the best possible care of it? You know, guys like the Searcher are taking such good care of your fish. When you come back to the dock, that's the treatment that you receive with Fisherman's Processing. It's the same care and handling that the boats provide. That's what they do to give you that finished product. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your catch like it was their own. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start it off up at Data War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this week?
Excellent, Captain. How are you?
I'm fantastic as well. Yeah, good, good, good. Hey, well, cookie-cutter week for us up here again, you know, some strange weather kind of mixed in a day or two. Gosh, this wind's been kind of weird, you know, southeast in the morning, and then it howls out of the west in the afternoon. We'll take that push, though, for sure, kind of going with this uphill current that we've been seeing. It's been a good deal. Anyways, as has been the case for the last couple months, you know, this three-quarter-day boat has continued to have excellent bottom fishing. We've been fishing on that deep water. It's been consistently producing. You know, it seems like more and more fish are kind of creeping out of the deeper water into the fishable hard-bottom areas that we're able to get to legally. And, you know, big bulk of the catch has continued to be in the reds and the sculpin. There's been some good fin bait sign, primarily anchovy down there on that hard bottom that I think has that fish creeping up over the ledge and kind of filling in on those, on the hard bottom spots. You know, that rockfish moves around a whole lot more than I think a lot of people realize. So it's been good that we've been able to consistently stay on top of that stuff. I think, like I said, that fin bait has that stuff hunkered down and willing to bite. So that gorgeous anchovy that I was talking about there, we have in our bait tanks as well. That's kind of translated to some excellent calico bass fishing for our half-day stuff. Again, like the last couple weeks, just fish on the swim baits, fish on the iron, on the jerk baits, the wax wing, you name it. It's all getting bit in the water. Phenomenal water temp, 65 degrees, just stable 65, and it's been clean, and the fish really been biting. So that's kind of been it in a nutshell on the beach. The Fury's been over at, he was at San Clemente Island, I think, yesterday. He had limits of rockfish, some good bottom fishing, some whitefish in his counts, and 8 yellowtail, I think, kind of rounded out his day over there. So he's been able to get out when the weather's permitted, and it's just things are clicking. So we're ready to take everyone fishing. Guys, mom will fish free today with any, you know, with any other paid adult that wants to go fishing. So I know there's a half-day trip leaving it.
Yeah,
that's a cool
Mother's
deal.
Day.
What a good idea.
That's cool.
That's rad.
Mom,
right?
Gets to fish free with any other paid adult ticket today.
Yeah, and I know there's some moms that are already out there on the three-quarter day boat today, too. So, you know, it's just something cool to do for moms for sure today. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing, 949-496-5794. And then, of course, check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And, again, take advantage of that banner ad on the Les Huck Hookup website, guys. Click on that. You'll get a little discount code, and you can book online from there. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms and all the regular women that fish with us. We're stoked having you out on the water with us, and wish you guys a special day today. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Good call, Willie. That's rad. We'll appreciate a great report. We look forward to talking to you then.
Sounds good. Have a great show, guys.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Brian. All right. Well, hey, let's continue on with our catch board. Hit the surf. Our surf fishing expert, the guru, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, Kellen?
We're doing great, man. How's the surf?
You know, this is the time of the year when every week new players enter the game. You know what I mean? We're in mid-May. And we got white sea bass now, calico bass in the bite. We got those big perch going. Let me get right to it. Another good week of spring fishing. Hook, line, and sinker up there in Santa Barbara reported excellent halibut bite in and around the harbor, Goleta Beach. They've checked in 7 legal fish in the last 2-3 days there. Hard jerk baits are doing the trick for those guys up there. Wiley's reported more and more of that quality perch. Still not big numbers, but real nice quality. They have the Uptown Derby this weekend. 2-pound 9-ounce was the winner as we approached that 3-pound mark, the Del Marsh 3-pound hollowed ground. 1-pound 12-ounce was the second best fish. Real nice quality fish. Caught on mussel. The two guys fished together, so they were on some bigger fish up there off Santa Barbara. But still, best reports on the big perch and lots of numbers coming up off Pismo Beach. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported they had a surf derby, 40 contestants, catch and release, 3 measured fish. So you took a picture of your fish next to a ruler, and you added the inches, didn't matter what species, and the winner had 3 calico bass that went 60 inches. He was a little tight-lipped, but caught along the breakwaters, most of the guys believe there. Real nice fishing. Catch and reported, excellent halibut bite off river jetties, more and more legals coming in. Pacific Coast reported good halibut fishing, tricks to find a better one. 11-pound 5-ounce still leads. They weighed a lot of fish this week, but they can't bust that 11-pound fish, but I know someone can. And then finally, the white sea bass have also been active. One angler in the shop down there had 6 fish ranging from 26 to 28 inches on the lucky crab. And then Blue Water reported the Corbina bite at Ponto has been excellent. Lots of sand crabs showing, and the fish are on the bite. So, wow, you just pick a species, and I think there's somewhere to go.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It's fishing season, right? Even in the
absolutely.
Surf. It's
absolutely.
Everywhere. Well, Gundy,
absolutely.
Great job.
Great report,
as
Gundy.
Always, and we're excited. It's only going to get better from here.
That's right. That's right. Look for better halibut fishing, more corbina, white sea bass. I haven't even talked about croakers, and they're all in the report.
It's coming. There you go.
All right,
thanks,
Dad.
Gundy.
Have
talk to you next
week.
See you, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great fishing information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Alaska is one of of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, Rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.